Hey, Heather, when is your brother getting into town?
On Thursday at 8 o'clock in the evening.
Are you going to do anything together that night?
No, I think he'll be too tired and will probably just want to go to bed early.
That's true. It's a long flight from Melbourne.
I am so looking forward to having him here.
How long is he going to stay?
Only till Monday, then he goes to Boston to see our parents.
Great! So, what about Friday? What are you going to do? Do you have any special plans?
You bet! He can relax in the apartment on Friday morning, and then in the afternoon, we are going to the beach with some of my friends to have a picnic.
I hope the weather is sunny for you.
So do I.
And then, in the evening?
I'm going to take him to Domingo's, that Mexican restaurant on 7th Avenue. Do you know it?
Yeah, but I thought it was very difficult to book a table there.
Not if you know one of the waiters, it isn't. Then, on Saturday morning, we are going to go to the Metropolitan Museum. They've got an exhibition I know Terry will be really interested in. And then we are having lunch in Central Park before doing a bit of shopping.
It seems strange to come all the way back from Australia to do some shopping.
Yes, I know, but there are some things he wants to buy.
I'm meeting you guys on Saturday evening at 8 o'clock, right?
Oh, yes, of course. The party is at Claire's house. Come round here just before 8, and we can take a cab over to Claire's together.
All right.
My brother's leaving early on Monday, so Sunday will be his last day with me. We are driving up to the lakes first thing, and we are fishing all day on Sunday. It will be just like when we were young. When we come back to the city, I have one extra surprise for him before he leaves the next day.
Oh, tell me what it is.
Okay, but promise not to say anything to him. We're going to see a basketball game. It was so difficult to find tickets, but I got them. It's going to be a great weekend.
That sounds wonderful.